right, welcome to another episode of On the D-Lo. Got the little rock and roll going on. I wore my Rat t-shirt for you guys today.
Hell yeah.
Any of you guys know who Rat is?
Are you talking about the classic Round and Round by the Masterclass Rat?
Yes, the one on the Geico commercial.
Is that where it's at now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They have a rat problem.
Get too old.
They have a rat problem, so.
Way Cool Junior, too, right?
Way Cool Junior, yes. Very good. That's very good.
Ricky Rackman actually hosted a NASCAR-themed radio show on KUPD for years.
Yeah.
On Sundays, right? Saturdays or Sundays like that. I would be driving to work in Iguana Max, and it'd be like, Ricky Rackman with the... it's like NASCAR plus metal. I was like, what is this?
Dude, okay, well, we got to get into Iguana Max in a second here. But first of all, I have Alex, I have Eric, and I have Justin from Earn It All, Earn Your Booze, Earn Everything. We're going to primarily talk about what they have going on because it's so phenomenal. And I've watched this young man. Are you younger than me, Justin?
I hope so.
I think so, yeah. But, dude, that's hard. That's harsh. I think the last time I had him on was in, it was 2020.
Yeah.
It was like right after everybody, you know, kind of thought, okay, let's not wear a mask anymore sort of thing. And
that's right.
We came in. And
we definitely thought alike on that.
I think, and I think I probably gave you COVID after I had it, you know, four times or whatever. But
you've given a lot of people a lot of things.
But. Yeah. So, anyway, so here we are. But no, Iguana Max, dude. Like, tell me about Iguana Max.
So I'll try to keep it brief. And I've been talking about it a lot recently just because we're all getting older and a lot of people that were my peers back then are like successful business owners. Like Nicole is upper office at Oso now. Justin Coop opened up Brew's Tap House, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I tell people is I spent 10 years there. I got hired when they were under construction from the CHOPS transfer. And they hired me on accident, which is its own story. But it was like living in a sitcom for years. Like, it was just the coolest place to work. It was like lightning in a jar of employees, staffing, management, regulars, the vibe. We were printing cash with the busiest bar in the East Valley, number one Red Bull account in Arizona, number one Soul account in America. We were just killing it. And even if you weren't working, you were hanging out there, right? Like, I would work almost every day, sometimes double, sometimes triple shifts, because it was fun to work. You're making tons of money. This is pre-housing recession for me. And so it was like living in a sitcom. And more often than not, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you used to work at Iguana Max. And people be like, oh, you probably served me. And I'm like, probably.
Probably so.
I mean, there's tons of people I remember. There's tons of people who look familiar. But, like, I mean, a lot of people I've met in the industry itself have been from that kind of class of people, right? We're all around the same age. We're all, you know, ambitious enough for the most part. And it was one of the favorite things in my life. And I know I bring it up a lot. It's kind of one of the things people always make fun of me about. Like, oh, did you used to work at Iguana Max? But truly some of the best people I've ever had the pleasure of working side by side. What a time, man. What a moment in time just frozen. It will never happen again.
It's these moments and times that create who we are now. And so now here we are sitting here. And did you think you'd be sitting with, you know, a fitness guru that, you know, created this earn your booze, you know, mantra, and now you guys are doing a beer together?
Well,
let's jump into that. Like, how did this happen? How did you guys get to know each other?
Well, through the blessings of, you know, originally I was just felt like I was going to top out at like a hotel manager at like 80 grand a year. Felt that'd be safe. You know, I went, you know, HRM is kind of my pass. But unfortunately, I just like too many projects and I'm too ambitious. And so I've always wanted to do brewery stuff. And after all my bar stuff, like I ended up doing Grand Canyon, right?
Yeah.
And I'll kind of kick it over to Justin because from his perspective, it's a little more interesting. You know, he had come from, again, I'll make this real brief and kick it over to him. He was brewing somewhere, I think in California. He'll correct me.
Right.
And then he came out here and wanted to open up a brewery and get going, and Earn Your Booze kind of got born from that.
Yeah, and we had talked about that. So now you have your own beer.
Amazing.
After
5-something years and, you know, lots of friends like you guys here at this table and lots of beer festivals and, you know, business evolution, which, as we all know here, is just absolutely crazy if you're in business for yourself. You're right. We're sitting here with a beer with my first company, Earn Your Booze's name on it, along with Grand Canyon Brewing and Distilling. And, man, I couldn't be more pumped to see this come full circle. Yeah. I did. Like you said, I moved out here to open a brewery. I was brewing at Lucky Luke Brewing Company in Palmdale, California.
Right.
I think I just love those guys. Really good beer. I had quit my engineering job in aerospace to brew, to be a cellarman, to be a beer tender, you know, as they call it.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And we moved out here to Arizona. The brewery didn't happen for, you know, like I said, business is just crazy sometimes. But Earn Your Booze was founded like over 5 years ago. And our mission since day one has been to get the drinking population to live healthier.
Yeah.
You know, because what good is, you know, like all these great beers and stuff if you don't get to enjoy it for very long because you're sick or you're, you know, you have issues that keep you from being able to partake in a good weekend or, you know, fun environments like this.
Well, and let's talk about that. Like, I see on your feed sometimes there's, you know, people, you know, talking about this or that as far as like, oh, health and wellness and, you know, earning your drink and this and that. Look, here's the relevancy and the ironic part about life is that alcohol is not going anywhere.
Right.
People love their booze. They love their beer. There's an art to it. There's a creativity. Are there the dark and the light to any industry? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I really love what you are doing because it's really out of a passion of people just living a better life because they're going to do a lot of this, you know, drinking and partying and community all together, but why not have, you know, kind of a balance to it? And that's what you've been doing the last 5 years.
Yeah, and we've created a niche out of it too, because there's no shortage of like fitness and nutrition experts out there, right?
Right.
All the information is out there on Google and YouTube. You can find whatever answer you're looking for when it comes to fitness and nutrition. However, a lot of trainers tell you chicken, broccoli, rice, no booze. Yeah. And that's not, you know, obtainable for a lot of people. That's not a lifestyle that a lot of people want to live, right?
Right.
So I was like, look, there's a population out there in beer, in whiskey, in hospitality, in entertainment that still needs to be able to do what they do and wants to be able to live a certain way. Why don't we help them get healthy? Why don't we help them get their physical goals, you know, finally be that be that brand for them? And again, like, we do it without judgment, right? We help people earn your booze without telling you you're a piece of crap if you do decide to drink on the weekend or if you do go out of town and you have some drinks or some quote-unquote cheat meals or something like that, right?
Yeah,
because a lot of trainers don't. They go the other way. They'll basically try to shame you into living a certain way. And especially in this industry, like, that's not going to work. That's just not going to work.
No,
so, you know, we don't do that. So we understand who you are. If you like to, if you make beer or if you just live in that industry somehow and you need to be around it, especially, all right, cool. We have ways to help you figure out how to do that in a healthy, intentional way.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. And I want Eric to interlude here because Eric I brought on to be basically a live testimonial for you because he's now going through your program and he's in the hospitality industry. And so tell us, Eric, what do you think so far?
Well, I haven't been able to walk for 3 days. Right? I haven't squatted with a barbell in 20 plus years, right?
That was a rough day.
Yeah. So if you see on the app is super cool because, I mean, I didn't notice until today, but it comes up on my watch.
Yeah,
like, I can mark this off. I drank my 24 ounces of morning water. You know, day one, I was gung-ho. Day two, I woke up and, like, basically fell out of bed. Like, what the hell? But to kind of back up a little bit, Justin and I first met because he was opening up a brewery, right? So I had this idea for my podcast, Tap That AZ. I was like, you know, we just connected somehow. And, you know, it was one of those things where I told my wife, I'm like, yeah, I'm meeting some other guy I met on the internet at a bar.
Swipe left.
So that's been the common theme over the past few years. But she's used to it now, but yeah, so him and I grabbed a beer at Ren House, and I was like, dude, I have this idea. I would love to follow you through the process of opening a brewery from, you know, making the, you know, submitting the trademarks for your logos and finding a spot and all of this. So that was the original goal of Justin and I working together. And then, you know, I remember specifically helping you record the first episode of Brewtrition,
right,
as it was called.
Right.
Yeah. And I think you guys recorded Brewtrition. Yeah. So it was, that was, to me, at least with my experience, that was like the genesis of this idea of me being aware of that, right?
Yeah.
And I love it because It's two things that are notorious for extremes, alcohol and fitness.
Yeah. Right?
People get into extremes on both of them. Yep. And he brings...
And porn, sorry.
Well, yeah, that is the 2023 extension of Earn Your Booze. but I love that he brought that down-to-earth approach to both of them. It's like, you can have both. Like, you can work your ass off in the gym, but treat yourself a little bit, right? Okay, you treat yourself to a lot of beer. Why don't you treat yourself to some push-ups or something, right? So it's... It's the balance of the two, and it's like you said, it's not shaming either side of those. So, you know, him and I have just been friends now for the past few years. So to see the progression of it, and then, you know, for Earn Your Booze to be an event-based type company, and then, you know, all of a sudden 2022 or 2020, they're like, no events, nobody in person. So yeah. To see him to be able to adjust through all of this, it has been incredible. But, you know, he has Adam on board now. Adam's badass. Like, dude, I love texting him in the morning when I'm working out, and he's responding right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, dude, my legs are really sore. What should I do? Fucking suck it up. I don't know if I can say the F word.
Yeah, you can say the F word. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Drink some water. Yeah.
Right. Well, so you bring a great point, and it's kind of the overdoing of everything. And like you said, you can overdo drinking. You can overdo fitness. I mean, if you're beating your body up every single day to the, you know, to the point where you can't, you know, move at all, right. What good is it doing you? Right. You know, and it's the same with drinking or just anything else.
Totally,
so.
like yourself and a lot of people out there. Like, if you don't drink, that's great. I don't care.
Yeah,
cool. I'm never going to ask why. I'm never going to give anyone a problem if they choose to be sober, right? But I am kind of against like the dry January, sober October thing, and I'll tell you why. Because that's the extremes of drinking.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, what happens is if somebody partakes in dry January, like we're in January now, they overindulge October, November, December because they know this dry month is coming, right? Yeah. And then they suffer through this month, they hate it, and then what happens on February? They hammer it, and yeah. They drink more than they would have. So I like to take an approach more of like, hey, look, how about we work on yourself, your family, your business, like your commitments, your responsibilities all the time, and then just factor in whenever you do need to have a little drink or a cheat meal or something like that. Just that's to me true moderation,
yeah.
Right? Because what happens is then you go overboard on other times, and that's not healthy either, right? Mentally, it's not healthy. Physically, it's not healthy. So we help people really just get all areas of their life together, starting with the physical. The mental comes along as you're building your body. And then before you know it, you're like, oh, you know what? I'm way more effective at my entire life. Yeah, I'm going to have some drinks this weekend. It's not a big deal.
Right, right. You know? And you can always look forward to it knowing that right. You have that, you know, compartmentalized in the way that you do.
Totally.
You're not
total better.
Trash by the time you're done. Yeah. Well, let's get into the beer. So yeah. I love the logo. I mean, all of it. It's just absolutely amazing. What is a dead hanger? Describe that to the audience.
So a dead hang is something that we've been doing at beer festivals and cocktail festivals for years, right? So with right. Earn Your Booze, we always go to these festivals and we bring our pull-up bar. So we do a pull-up competition and a dead hang competition, which is essentially just that. You can do it at home. Like, you can grab a pull-up bar or maybe a patio overhang, anywhere that you can reach up and hold on with a full extension of your body, like not pulling up, just hanging dead.
Yep.
Just hang with just your fingers and see how long you can hang. If you can get 60 seconds or 90 seconds, that's good.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound like very long.
Oh, it's long.
But the dead hang challenge is essentially, or the exercise, if you will, is essentially a really good test of like how healthy you are. And it's even an extension of how long you're going to live, because grip strength is huge.
Yeah.
And if you weigh too much, obviously you're not going to be able to hang very long. So if you are in relatively decent shape and you have a good grip and you can hang for a minute, that's a pretty good indication that you're in decent shape.
Yeah.
So we do this at beer festivals, and it's great because even if someone can't do a pull-up, they can do a dead hang, at least for a few seconds, mm-hmm. and they can start to gauge where they're at.
Yeah.
So we do this with Grand Canyon all the time at every beer festival, and the design on the can, I'm glad you dig that. That's one of our best-selling T-shirts.
Yeah.
And if you can't, you know, on the video here, it's a skeleton hand crushing a beer can.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Know?
It's really cool.
Yeah, and I just love how it came out. Like, we're both military, veteran-owned companies, both Navy, actually.
Yeah.
And so we went with the OD green, the black and white, a little bit of a grungy thing here, but it's a... Alex can describe it better. This is a beautiful, tropical, full-flavored, awesome beer. Like, this is something that a beer you want to earn too. Alex will talk about this, but like some people are like, okay, cool, earn your booze, came out with a beverage. It's probably like a light beer or maybe a non-alcoholic, maybe a seltzer. That's what they're assuming, right?
Right. That's what you're drinking right now is a seltzer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Celsius seltzer. Yeah. We were like, no, we're going to make a beer that like we want you to work for. And when you drink it, you are satisfied at the flavor and everything, how it looks. It's just an awesome beer. So we did not do anything kind of, you know, low ABV, kind of girly, easy to drink. We went with a beautiful beer that Grand Canyon.
Alex, talk about the process of making the beer and talk about the taste and how many calories and carbs and fats are. No, I'm kidding.
Well, hey now. So it's an industry secret how many calories are in beers. Jokes aside, to Justin's point, right? Like that was exactly it. We wanted to make something worth earning. And whether normal consumers know it or not, like pastry stouts and hazy beers have high caloric intake, generally over 400 to 500 calories per serving in a 16-ounce can. It's a lot. I have a podcast called Industry Secrets, and the name came from the fact that I've always said that the secret of our industry is that we have 1,000-calorie beers and no one talks about it.
Yeah, but if it fits your macros, who cares?
I'm not – you heard us. We're not here to pass judgment. We just wanted something that was worth earning, right?
Yep, like that's awesome.
Yeah, instead of doing a seltzer or – so there's a category in beer, and I, you know, as someone who runs a brewery and stuff like that, and I pay attention to it. You know, there's a better-for-you category, and I'm not here to talk shit about it. It's great. It's – you know, it helps keep some people in line. You know, there's lots – everyone responds differently to stimulus and routine, right? But there is a lot of people out there who, like, you know – the idea of a beer in the first place, right? Like post coffee becoming into America where you used to drink it with breakfast. Beer kind of moved from being the beginning of the day after coffee kind of became big in America to the end of the day. Like you put in a hard day's work, you come home, that's your reward. And you can have as many as you want because you're in your own home and it's not going to affect your work or anything like that. And I just want to – that's the thing I'm trying to capture, right? Like end of the day, reward. But instead of it just being like, hey, you got through today, here's your beer, here's your reward, like we exist in general, partnering up with Justin, which we've done for a long time, and getting, like, we'll talk about it, but, you know, we've set up this series of launch events that we're really excited about. It's about community engagement. It's about, and I know Eric and Justin both went over it, but it's the no-shame approach, right? I know that there's a lot of, like, negging and, like, making people feel like shit in fitness that has worked for a long time. But as we come into a generation that's more comfortable with their trauma, we need to like have a better approach of how we interact with people at their level, at their need. You know, I've been on the program too with Eric. It's really, as a consumer, great. Because if you can't do everything, as long as you're consistent and you're interacting, there's this great support system. Adam will text you any time of the day. And like I said, it's teaming up with a company like that and with us and like having something worth earning. A lot of thought and a lot of time went into exactly what we were going to do, how we were going to approach it. You know, logistics still get in the way on a few things, but bottom line is we wanted something worth earning that looked rad and had a cool name.
Yeah.
And not that you can't do that with a Pilsner, it's just a lot harder.
It's a great spoken beer, like man. A true
it's a
beer
really
expert.
Great beer. Thank absolutely, you. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it has. I was surprised. Has Eric's approval, so we're really good there. Let's talk about some of the events that you do have coming up and,
yes,
and the things you know revolved around this and how long of a because I'm just an idiot insurance salesperson. How long does a thing like this what sort of lifespan does it have in the beer industry and not just like an earn your booze beer but like any beers that you guys put labels on and put out there, like is there a rotation? Is it like you know albums that come out and then all of a sudden you know Prince's new albums coming out? Are you going to do, I would assume you're going to do more types of this stuff?
So, great question. Our industry has changed quite a bit in the last decade, especially the last 5 years with the ability to package quicker. You know, the industry has met the need of the consumer and the producer, right? And it was, when I first came in the industry, putting anything in a package was expensive, time-consuming, etc., right? And so, what we're doing with Earn Your Booze is, I just did it with Prickly Pear IPA. I'm trying this new way of incubating brands in kind of like a special showcase. And like we launch it hard and we do it in an interesting and different way. You know, we make it exclusive. And like we're not the kind of hype brewery that can normally just like exclusive out like 50 cases and figure it out.
Yeah.
But the idea is we set a time frame of goal. So this is the year of Dead Hanger, right? We have a solid 6 months of just programming events, activations. And as we get closer to that timeline, we're going to pivot and see how the fall and winter looks. And are we going to keep this brand? Do we want to do something different? Has this partnership worked, right? Like, we're friends, and we want the best for everyone, and everyone's 100% in. I have a tremendous amount of confidence we're going to make this work. And because they're a great team to work with, I feel my team's great out there. And maybe this is just, you know, this is our first hazy. Justin, because I like him so much and because we've just done such great work. Yeah. I've talked shit for years that I would never make a hazy. And here I am. And I'm fully aware of it.
You're the biggest teddy bear that talks shit.
Oh, dude, I'll talk that talk. I love it. But at the same time, I love people. So,
yeah.
So we're making a hazy. And, you know, I don't need to reinvent the hazy. I'm not to talk a little shit. Monkish, you know, I've long believed that their opaque beers are generally the same with a few minor adjustments in the brew process. And that's not what we want to do. We want to find a product that works and tastes good and push that on its identity and value as long as we can, right? Like, we did Trail Hike with the Centennial Grand Canyon people. That worked for about 2 years, and then Session IPAs just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a reason to continue that partnership, right? And those things just kind of happen. You know, these guys are great to work with. I think that we'll try to do as much as we can over time.
Yeah.
But for now, it's just this year.
As of today, the relationship's good.
In my personal desire, I would love to be selling these cans again next year.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I exist in a realistic industry, and not enough people knowing to stop sitting in their own piss. And that's very important in this industry.
I'm gonna write that one down.
I heard Liam Neeson is very he does that. Have you seen those? All the pictures of him with piss on his pants, like just in public?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's Irish, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. My bad.
So living in the moment of today and now, what, most importantly, where is this stuff distributed? Where can people get it? How do they get it? What's, you know?
So we're about 2 weeks behind, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because as of the 12th, it'll be available statewide. It'll be in all of our distributor houses. So that'll be the week it can start being ordered. 16-ounce cans and draft statewide.
Wow.
We're going to be in Safeway Albertsons in the rotator slot that we had Prickly Pear IPA in before. It's getting its own placement at Safeway. And then going to hit Total Wine.
Nice.
We're doing a launch party at Poor Bastards and at the Pemberton, like influencer launch nights. And then we're going to have, I think it's 11 Earn Your IPA events. So it's obviously Dead Hanger Hazy and then two other IPA choices from Grand Canyon.
Love it.
Come out, hang, you know, pull-ups and hang. We're, every 30 minutes, we're going to give away some cool prizes. We're going to raffle off some prizes. It's just going to be a good time hanging out with, like we said before, people who are into both extremes, drinking and exercise. And it's where people find interest in that, you generally find balance. And the rig these guys built, did you guys build that? The rig, or did you buy it out?
We bought it.
Okay. Either way, this thing is... It draws attention.
Oh,
like, so you cannot, you cannot walk past this thing and not be like, yeah, I can do that.
Well, then you see somebody else doing it that you're like, I can do better than he can.
Yeah.
And then somebody sees you. So, yeah.
Well, it's like the ultimate shit-talking thing for your buddies, right? Because, yeah, yes, like, especially if you have a couple drinks and you walk by and then you're like, hey, Dilo, oh, 15's the record right now? Like, oh, yeah, I got that. And Dilo's like, oh, yeah, go ahead, get up there. And then you get up there and you're like, you knock out, like, 3, and now you made his day, you know?
So, okay, but can we qualify? I need to know from the president here.
Yeah.
Can we qualify what a real pull-up is?
Sure. I mean,
does it come to your chest? Does your chin just need to get over?
Chin.
Like chin.
Yep, chin, okay. And hands like this. And no hands, chin ups.
Yeah, no, right.
Overhand. And there's a spot on the rig where you have to put your hands outside. So, okay, you can go all the way, or you can go right outside, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of a rules to it. But then there's also like no you know, kipping. We don't count that either. Right.
Right.
So we're doing strict pull ups, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So what do you think? You got 10, 20?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I definitely have 10.
We'll find out. Yeah.
But I like them to be just very correct and precise.
Yeah,
you
good.
You know? It's all about doing it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, you train your ass off, so
I do.
I bet you got 20 in you.
I'm really into this calisthenics stuff that I'm doing, because I'm starting to really form my body in a different way at an older age now that I think will help me with longevity.
How old are you?
I will be 49 next month.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I started training for capabilities recently myself. I stopped like the arm day, chest day, back day, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's much more like suitcase carries and, you know, Olympic movements that not like trying to move Olympic size weights, but moving the whole body.
Mobility, man.
Yeah, because I want to be able to pick my kid up forever.
Yes.
I want to be able to pick my wife up if something happens to her and move her half a mile if I need be. You know what I mean? So I'm training now for capability instead of just how I look. I frankly don't even care. I just want to be able to feel and move a certain way.
I wouldn't either.
No, it's so true. Well, and Justin, you and I are kind of from the same cloth. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm from the shirt sleeve and you're from the collar or whatever. It doesn't matter. But the point being is that you were so gracious to come to my first healing hospitality event. And then we did another one that, man, it was awesome. We had the cold plunge and Eric went in and got his frozen a little bit.
I'm like, I have nothing to prove. I'm getting out of this thing.
And then Luke jumps in there and he's like, okay, wait a minute, I gotta get in.
Hey, Luke's breathing up, and the girl next to me, she's like, just breathe. I'm like, all right, I'm cool. That was tough.
It was tough.
I was kind of arrogant about it. I'm like, no problem. I get in. Like, fuck this.
But everybody that came had like a really good time, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And so there's these aspects of health and wellness and fitness where you get these certain religions of people that are like, you got to do this every day, you got to do that. And I love about what you're doing, because you're just kind of sharing the overall perspective of, you know, you just got to do something every day, you know, and not overdo. And a lot of what you're doing and what I'm doing, I think together, again, can, to use my own term, can heal hospitality.
Totally. One of the big things we do is we teach people habits. We break down bad habits and build up new habits.
Yeah.
So if you think like you're coming into a program, you're just going to get your ass kicked with fitness, like, sure, that's going to happen. But I think probably even the most important thing are your habits, because you could have the perfect fitness plan, the perfect nutrition plan, but if your habits are trash, you're going to sabotage yourself and you're not going to get the results you want. But if you start with the habits and you identify things that are holding you back and keeping you from achieving your goals, and you implement new ones, and I'm not talking even crazy ones.
Yeah.
I'm talking things like drinking enough water, making your bed in the morning, like things that are setting yourself up for success. That is when you get the best results from your fitness, your nutrition plans, because you're setting yourself up for success in all areas of your life.
Yeah, habits are key to, I think, any component of a successful life. And,
totally.
You know, journaling, and I am so impressed with your guys' app. I don't think people can even understand how hard it is to get the right people together to create the technology, to create all the systems and everything. And you look at your app and it looks like something that literally the president of Apple put together, you know, him or herself or whatever.
Like it took 5 years to make.
It's crazy, yeah. So there's always, and I know with you, because of the way that you prepare and your habits and your thinking, there's always something churning in the back of your head. And now that you have Adam, who, again, when people hear earn your booze, it's not about drinking. It's not about fitness. It's about an overall lifestyle. And both of you guys are really intelligent dudes. You're not just a bunch of, you know, meatheads that, you know, are up there with your shirt off doing your thing. Now, there's a component of that. You have some meatiness to you, but you're really smart fucking guys, you know, and you're good business guys. And you actually care about the people that, you know, come into your life, and you're sincerely trying to help people. This is not a gimmick. This is real.
Right. We are a results-driven company.
Yeah.
That's all we really care about, is getting you, our clients and our friends, results. Like, that's it. Because a lot of, you know, fitness companies out there, they will just give you a program and then you don't really hear from them. It's hard to get access. It's hard to really truly figure it out. So what's different about what we do is, one is the app. Like, we took that to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, inside that app, you are going to learn everything that you need to learn to actually get in shape, and maybe for the first time ever, right? So it doesn't matter where you're starting from, what you do for work, if you drink or you don't drink or anything. Like, inside this 12-week program that we're doing right now, we have about 100 people in it now for our first one.
It's amazing.
What we are doing is we are teaching you how to get long-term results. We're not just giving you a plan and saying, good luck, see you later. You know what I mean? We are basically helping you figure out everything from your blood work, your supplementation, nutrition, fitness, habits, like literally anything to do with your body and your mind. We are building you into a machine to get and keep long-term results.
Yeah. Creating the pillar.
I would say too, like, the things I love about the program too is there's, you know, one day will be your daily gratitude. next day will be read a chapter of nonfiction, right? So it's the whole thing. But one thing that I've seen from Justin from the beginning that I've loved is he doesn't take the almighty I know everything. He's getting people that are, you know, you're getting cocktail people who will kind of understand that side. You're getting beer people that understand that side more, you know, more than you do. Adam, as a trainer, like he's been, he's just done really good at bringing in the best of the best to supplement what he, I mean, he's leading the company.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about that. But like, you know, your wife and your daughter, and I'm sure your youngest daughter will someday be involved as well, right?
She loves doing exercises. Yeah. Usually around 9 p.m. when everyone wants to get on the couch. Let's do exercises. Yeah,
exactly.
Do. They get a second wind. I'm like, ah, it's time for bed. My kids are like, yeah. Like, I'm like, no.
I lost that second wind when I quit drinking.
But no, I got to say that about Justin is he's done a really good job of surrounding him with people that make the whole thing better.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes we can get a little bit, you know, we can have that like, oh, I kind of know this better. I know this best. And out here, here's what you need to do for this. You're like, no, this is your expertise. You do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've been very impressed.
And he takes his family to random places in Arizona that I run into him in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like, oh, hey, you know.
Which makes sense.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
It's like, D-Lo?
Yeah.
At the trail?
Yeah.
Is that where you got
my
spot?
No, not your spot. Different spot after that. But anyways, all right. So I'm going to do, I can't end this without some rapid fire questions. So I'm going to let you each have a question or whatever.
Awesome.
And then we'll wrap up with you guys kind of describing where people can find you and this and that. But first of all, Justin, squats or pull-ups?
Squats.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Cider or white wine?
Cider.
All right.
I get one, too.
You get one, too? Oh, yeah.
I thought I was just going to get to judge them.
Let's see. Tacos or steak?
Tacos. Mm-hmm.
Those are all the correct answers.
Steak tacos?
Steak tacos.
All right. Black clothes or other colors?
There's only black clothes.
There it is.
Which I have a black D-Lo shirt for you over there. Drink till 3 a.m. or wake up at 2?
Obviously, drink till 3, and then wake up till 2, and then wake up at 2.
That's the steak tacos version of that answer, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is great. Okay, are you going to watch Beverly Hills Cop 4 when it comes out?
Is there a 3? Was there a 3? No.
That's probably going to be a no. Okay, I got two more. Who will win in a fight, Adam or Bigfoot?
Oh, Bigfoot doesn't stand a chance.
Okay, I didn't, I was hoping you'd say that.
Technically, that's the same person.
Yeah.
Never seen
him.
Is there
a difference?
Never in the same place.
And to wrap it off with you, the church, the bar, or the gym?
Bar. Because technically, for some people, that's both also church.
That's also church. Right.
And not
some
for me,
people,
but for
the
some
gym
people.
Is, yeah.
True.
All right, too funny. Well, cool. So, guys, where can people find you? Kind of give out all, and I'll put it all in show notes, but like, you know, definitely follow these guys on social media. It's just so engaging and it's fun and it's like my entertainment at night when I'm letting my wife watch design shows. I'm watching Justin shows. So,
yeah, I'll do mine first because they're pretty quick. Grand Canyon Brewing and Distilling on all platforms. I have a podcast where we talk about the industry, where we also did a bit with Justin. We're going to have an episode with Eric soon. Hope to have you on soon, called Industry Secrets. And then, we'll have the calendar of all the upcoming Earn Your IPA events coming down on our social media early next week. So check that out. And then just want to add one more thing with the app that Justin's going to get into. I love it to death. I know we've talked around this a bunch. But the thing I like about it is, you know, back in the day when I was really into MMA, Georges St. Pierre, who is an incredible fighter, he talked about how the body wants to work. And every day, they're like, when do you take time off? He's like, I don't. The body wants to work. The body wants to stay consistent. The body wants to do that. And that's what these guys teach. And they do it through accountability. And what I mean by that is you manage the app, like I said, that looks like it's taken 5 years. And they can track your habits because that's what it's about. It's about accountability and being habitual. And they can just show you through the data you're doing yourself, like, okay, hey, listen, we think that this is important and you're only doing it 3 days a week, right? And instead of it being like your piece of shit, it's just like we're showing you your own behaviors through a process in which the body naturally likes to exist. So with that said, I'll let Justin say where you can find all that great information and
Very well said. Yeah, that's cool.
So earnitallacademy.com is where you can see all of our products for Total Recreation 12-week product or system, our monthly memberships, all that kind of stuff to get yourself in shape. Earnitall.com is where you can go find all of your Earn Your Booze apparel, your merchandise, our events. Like you said, we're also having a graphic going up in these next couple days of all of our beer parties around the valley. Cool. We have some in Flagstaff, Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa, literally all over the place. So we'd love for you to come out. Yeah. Come out, grab a free beer, you know, just hang out, see what we're all about. Say hi to Alex and myself, but earnitall.com and earnitallacademy.com, and then earnitall, just type in earnitall or earn your booze on any social platform and we're going to pop up. Yeah. Or just Google us, because we're up to probably 4 or 5 pages of PR now, thankfully.
Yeah, once you get those calendar events, I want to post it on the bar, restaurant, and my other stuff. And then Mr. Handsome here, just tell everybody your podcast and what you do, because you're a phenomenal person.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I've carved a niche out for myself by eating and drinking for a living, which necessitates earning it now, right? I've spent 4 or 5 years of just, you know, I got to pay back some of, you know, but no, I launched Tap That AZ in 2017. The Arizona, I call it the unofficial official Arizona craft beer podcast, because someone got pissed when I called it the official Arizona craft beer podcast.
Sorry about
that. Well, yeah, I expected it to be him, but it wasn't him. But I travel all around the state, basically telling the stories of Arizona beer, you know, taking a different perspective, like focusing on the human aspect of it rather than, you know, breaking this thing down and talking about what's on the can and the hops and all that. Like, I want to talk with him. I want to hear his heart and soul. Like, why are you doing this? So that's Tap That AZ. And then in 2020, we launched A Taste of AZ, ataste of AZ.com, because through the beer industry, we were having, I told Tamara Stanger, formerly from Helio Basin, the best. I've told her multiple times, you changed my life, right?
Yeah.
Because I was on this path of, not a bad path, but craft beer, covering craft beer, and there's a ceiling to that, right? And she opened my eyes to be like, there's some badass shit going on in food, right? Yeah. Like the foraging and all the stuff she does. I didn't want it to be just, you know, resort restaurants and, you know, all of this. Like, I wanted some grit to it, and she showed me there is some grit to food and beverage. In 2021, we launched a magazine. So if you go to atasteofaz.com for now, you can subscribe for free.
It's awesome.
So that's been, I got to give a shout out to my business partner, Luke Irvin. Badass dude. He could be my son, age-wise. Maturity-wise, he's probably my dad.
that is true, yeah.
But we're just polar opposites in such a good way that, you know, he encouraged me to, let's work on launching the Arizona beer book. And we published this, you know, coffee table style beer book. And then with that experience, we're like, let's launch a magazine. Well, he's like, let's launch a magazine. I'm like, I've never done a magazine. He's like, well, we never did a book.
Yeah.
Well, all right, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah, not an easy business to do. So this just goes to show that three people that record talking sessions for a living can all get along.
Absolutely.
Right? Because it's all about community, damn it. Yeah, so, like, listen to everybody's thing and have fun with it. So, no, that's great. Guys, thank you so much for coming to the D-Lo studio and hanging out and you know, being transparent and loving and showing all that you have. Everybody, earn your booze. Dead Hanger Pale Ale. It's right here. Go get you some, and I'll put everything in show notes. Thank you for listening. The podcast is sponsored by myself and Rat today, because I can do that, and, you know, I don't really, you know, need to have a sponsor. But other than that, please, if you get a chance, you know, leave a 5-star and, you know, subscribe and, you know, share and do all that stuff. But let's really put the word out for these guys, because they're great guys. And again, peace out. Thanks for listening.
See ya.